As we join our hero, he is crunching into the mountains of New Mexico. The instructions passed on from Sir Seymour Jowls have taken Jack into these mountains to seek out his contact, an old Indian shaman. Feeling a little like Carlos Castaneda in search of Don Juan, Jack trudges on up the dusty trail to the shaman's retreat. The sun is beginning to set. An almost ominous peacefulness settles over the desert. A long shadow suddenly moves across his path, and there, outlined against the sky, stands the venerable Indian.
What? Oh, it can't be. It's...
Chief Wampum! Yes.
Chief, what are you doing here in New Mexico?
I am your Indian shaman, you see.
Oh, come on, Chief, don't give me that.
You think I'm not an Indian?
Okay, you're an Indian, but where did you learn to be a shaman?
From the 12 famous shaman school.
Come on, Chief. I never heard of a 12 famous shaman school.
That is because you know Smoke'em.
Huh?
On the back book match, it's a send-in coupon, study with the 12 famous shaman. So?
And no qualifications?
Oh, yes. Must be Indian.
Oh, boy. Tell me, how long did it take you to become a full-fledged shaman?
I study for many moon.
I see. And, I take it you've learned the shaman's secrets.
I miss maybe one or two.
Give me an example.
I learned the tongue of many creatures.
Which creatures?
I learned the silent language of the fish.
The fish?
Yes. Also, the language of the lizard.
The lizard, huh?
Yes. And the language of the crow, the coyote, the bear, the Mexican jumping bean, the snake, the pullywog, the weasel.
Wait. Hold on, Chief.
Yes?
What's the language of the Mexican jumping bean?
Hoppy.
You mean Hopi?
No, Hoppy. Such a pun is Hopi-less.
Oh, no.
Jack is blindfolded and led into the mountains. All day long they climb, higher and higher. The air thins and still they climb higher. Jack can feel the cool of the approaching evening, but still they climb higher. And then...
Halt 'em. I remove 'em blindfold. There.
One inch beyond the tip of his toes, the world ends. There before him is a vast nothing. It's as though Jack stands on the very rim of the world.
Good grief, Chief.
Most inspiring view from Eagle's Eye, you see.
Yeah, I see. Look, next time I'd appreciate it if you could let me know that I'm standing on the edge of a precipice. And speaking of eagles, Chief, just where is this Eagle's Rock?
Slowly the Chief turns and points up, above Jack. Precariously balanced upon the very peak of the mountain is a large, round boulder.
So that's Eagle's Rock, huh?
Oh, yes. Now I help you climb a top rock, you squat him like the Grand Eagle.
No, just wait a minute, Chief.
You first, me follow.
No, I'm not going to climb up there and perch on that rock. Now, just hold on.
It is said, journey of 1,000 mile, end with very last step.
Yeah, straight down. Now, let's think this one out.
Sunset, moon soon rise. No time for thinkum.
Oh, there must be a way.
I give you boost. You check him balance of rock.
All right, that sounds okay. Now take it easy. Easy, now, easy, Chief. This rock is barely balanced. The slightest weight will throw the whole thing off balance. Now, take it easy.
Try him.
Kidding, I'm going to go rolling right down the mountain with this damn thing.
Try him anyway.
It's totally unreasonable. Now, let me down.
Where reason fails, the tip of my puja stick make a sound point.
With a sudden jab of the puja stick, Jack leaps high into the air. He lands atop the rock.
Ouch. Very funny, Chief. Very funny.
Puja very helpful for higher attainment, you see.
Okay, you've made your point. Now what?
The time rush very near. You must prepare yourself for the Grand Eagle's vision.
Okay, fine. How?
How?
Yes, how?
How?
Oh, come on, quit fooling, Chief. Now, this rock is shaky as hell.
You find him proper balance and begin him.
proper balance. Chief, get me down from here.
Fitting an old shaman's mask over his face and taking up his hawk-faced medicine rattle, the chief begins a slow dance around the base of the Eagle's Rock.
Hey, Chief. Chief. Come on, Chief. What are you doing down there?
I prepare you for journey.
Well, it's getting cold up here now. Whatever you're doing, just hurry it up, huh?
Why not put him on robe of dervish you carry under armpit him?
Because I don't dare move, that's why. Now, will you help me down?
Okay. Time come pretty near now. One last thing I warn you. No matter what, I warn, repeat, do not holler. Help him.
Why should I holler help him?
Soon you plenty savvy.
Suddenly, the full moon breaks the horizon. An enormous orange ball that so startles Jack, he flattens against the rock like a lizard. And lucky that he does. Because in that same instant, the chief grabs the side of the rock and gives it a fierce spin. The rock whirls round and round. The chief dances extravagantly. Jack hollers loudly. The rock spins rapidly. The moon flashes into Jack's vision and out again. In and out, as he spins round and round. The chief dances more furiously, spinning the rock faster and faster until Jack's vision of the moon flashes like a comet that blurs and stretches into a solid streak of light, spinning round him like the rings of Saturn. Jack hangs on desperately, trying not to scream help. Suddenly, the rings expand, bursting into a blur of rainbow hues. Stars, comets, worlds, galaxies explode and shower outward. The universe is one great sky rocket bursting and bursting again. Suns, planets, solar systems, whole galaxies are flung outward as though they were one gigantic slow-motion explosion in a jelly bean factory. The sky is lit with a light more brilliant than a thousand suns, and the... Oops, his world is tilting. Jack's perch is beginning to wobble. He's slipping over the edge. The rock has lost its balance. He's seized with fear. He's toppling over the edge. He opens his mouth and...